West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Early in-person voting for the runoff election for Villarica Mayor begins Monday. That race featuring former councilperson Leslie McPherson and current Mayor Gil McDougall. Both survived a four-person race in early November, but neither received the 50% plus one vote required to win that election outright. In the November 5th mayoral election, only 13.6% of the city's 12,198 eligible voters turned out for that race. Villarica voters in Carroll County casting ballots at the county elections office, 997 Noonan Road in Carrollton, while Douglas County voters do so at the Douglas County Courthouse, 8700 Hospital Drive in Douglasville. Absentee ballots must be applied for by the end of the day today. Both McPherson and McDougall have scheduled Community Voice program appearances. McDougall this coming Thursday and McPherson 1 week from today. A 19-year-old Thomaston man charged with the murder of a 54-year-old Carrollton man in late August is scheduled for arraignment in middle December. Hunter Michael Burns has been in the Carroll County Jail for 96 days. Following his arrest on August 23rd, he has been denied bond by Judge Erica Tysinger. Burns is charged in the shooting death of Andrew Gilland. Gilland's body was found in his Oak Grove home August 21st, the day after they say Burns shot him multiple times. Investigators claim Burns had worked as a handyman for Gilland. During questioning, Carroll County deputies say Burns confessed to being responsible for the Carrollton resident's death, alleging the two men had a confrontation that began with a quarrel about money. The warrant for Burns' arrest states that Gilland was shot multiple times in the chest, neck, and head. Friends of Gilland say he was well known for being generous to those around him. Burns is charged with murder, aggravated assault, home invasion, and tampering with evidence. The unemployment rate in both Northwest Georgia and the Three Rivers region rising slightly in the month of October, according to the latest data released by the Georgia Department of Labor. The state's unemployment rate remains below the national average, but businesses face growing pressure, including finding and retaining top-tier talent. For the Northwest Georgia region, the labor force was down about 1,300 over the month, but still up 8,500 over the year. The number of employed was down 1,500 over the month, but still up 7,800 over the year. Initial unemployment claims were down 16% over the month. For the Three Rivers region, the labor force was up slightly and remains at an all-time high. The number of employed was down 530 over the month. However, initial unemployment claims were up 32% over the month and up 13% over the year. The Harrelson County Sheriff's Office participating this fall in Operation Watchful Eye, a week-long operation where sheriff's offices around the state conduct residence verifications and compliance checks of registered sex offenders.
We have an investigator named Sean Chastain running our sex offender registry unit. Not only do we go out daily and weekly throughout the year and check on sex predators across the county, we have, at this time, we've got about 110 in the county. When I came in the office, we had about 141. Out of 110, we got 12 that's incarcerated. We only have less than 100 in the county.
Harrelson County Sheriff Stacy Williams speaking with WKNG King Country Morning Show host John Copeland.
Because of their sentencing, they're not to be around any children. Of course, you know how when right. The kids come into houses and things like that, they cannot participate in these type of activities. But during this check, we made several arrests. We arrested one for a violation. He had a gun, convicted a felon with a gun. We took another warrant for the residency that they had to keep their address updated. We go to homes, go to places of businesses and things like that to verify employment.
And tune in to WKNG King Country every Tuesday morning for Sheriff Williams' Citizens Reports. Animal lovers this week digging out the holiday threads for their favorite pets, getting ready to have their pictures taken with Santa Paws as the annual fundraiser for the Carroll County Humane Society kicks off this coming weekend.
There's basically three weekends in December that we'll be doing the photographs. The first weekend, it'll be a Saturday and a Sunday. The last week, it'll be a Saturday and Sunday. Middle weekend, it's going to be a Friday and a Sunday. For one thing, to sort of change it up in case there are people who can't make it on the weekends, but also because that Saturday we'll be distributing food in our pet pantry.
Humane Society President Teresa Leslie was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice.
We don't make you have an appointment or anything like that. You come to our headquarters at 102 Tuggle Street. You bring your animals. We have a set. We have a nice background. Our fabulous Santa, who loves animals. Some people dress them up. A lot of times people try to dress them up and the dogs are like, I'm not wearing these antlers. They're coming off. We do a whole little photo session and 30, 40 photographs that you end up with at the end. And you can get a print, and that costs $5. What most people do is for $12, we will sell you a jump drive that has your whole photo session in it. And that way you can take all those photos, put them on Facebook, send them to your friends.
And the Santa Paws fundraiser benefiting the Carroll County Humane Society begins this Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. until 4 o'clock each day at the Humane Society's Tuggle Street location in Carrollton. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.